It's all about your health, your wellness. Radio MD.
RadioMD.com.
Get healthier, get fit, eat better, have a richer quality of life. Health on the go. Staying well with Melanie Cole, MS.
Have you ever thought about becoming a vegetarian or even a vegan? You know, for some people, it's just the natural way of life and not quite as hard as you might imagine. My guest is Koya Webb. She's an internationally recognized holistic health and wellness expert. So, Koya, tell us a little bit about some of the benefits of becoming a vegan.
Becoming a vegan is so beneficial for the environment. It's really great because you reduce your global carbon footprint because you're really not consuming the cattle and the animals, so you don't need to process the land and actually process the meat. You're just grabbing fruits and vegetables, making a quick dish, and enjoying it.
So people think of a vegan and vegetarian sometimes in the same, you know, link. Now, please just tell us the difference between the two.
Right. The vegetarian is someone that can still consume fish or eggs or dairy if they're lacto-ovo-vegetarian, or some people just consume dairy by itself or fish by itself. But when you're vegan, you don't consume any animal products or byproducts.
So no animal, and that includes what you wear and skin products and things as well.
Yes, exactly. Well, there are some stricter vegan than others. Some just do it strictly what I'm eating is not animal products, but there are others who what you eat, what you wear, nothing. To be considered the definition of a vegan is nothing that contains animal or use an animal. Even in testing, some people go so far as if it's even been tested on an animal, especially a lot of the environmentalists, they won't use the product at all.
Well, we've heard so many times now in the media about the benefits of a plant-based diet for our heart health, cholesterol, cancer, I mean, a myriad of diseases, Koya. So tell us, you know, people think it's going to be so hard. Give us a little bit of a day for you. What is it like to be a vegan? What do you eat? Start in the morning, end with the nighttime, and include alcohol consumption, anything that people think might be the hardest to get rid of, per se.
Right. Okay, well, I'll give you the full kit. I'm from Tennessee. I'm a Southern girl. I've eaten everything and fried it and sweetened it in every way. But now what I do in the morning, I grab a smoothie, which has bananas and berries and blueberries. I put a little pea protein in there and a little stevia, which is an herb to sweeten it with. And I usually have a smoothie or I have a fruit salad for breakfast and maybe sometimes some gluten-free oatmeal. And then for lunch, I'll have like a big salad, a kale salad, or just a fresh watercress lettuce salad with lots of like tomatoes and cucumbers and sprouts and really great. And then for dinner, I'll have something like a stir-fry or a Thai dish if I'm out. Or myself, I make lasagna, and for dessert, I'll have cheesecake or apple pie. I also do tacos and enchiladas. So once you get into the lifestyle of what can I make with these fruits and vegetables, the sky's the limit. I just made donut holes yesterday. I mean, it's really fabulous and very flavorful.
Now, so tell us, Koya, you mentioned cheesecake. Are you using cheese substitutes? And also you mentioned a smoothie. Are you using almond milk? You know, be specific, people, because people can hear that you can eat these things, but what is the substitute for cheese?
That is a good question. And if people want recipes, they can actually go to my website and check it out. And I have free recipes on YouTube. But some people use almond milk. I actually use bananas. So I put 8 ounces of water, 2 bananas, a cup of berries, and you blend it up, and that's a smoothie. So you don't need yogurt, you don't need milk, you don't need almond milk. But if you want to use almond milk, you can, but I just use water because a lot of people say, hey, I want to keep the cost down. So I say water, bananas, and berries, and you got yourself an amazing smoothie. If you like it sweet like me, add the stevia, and you have an amazing smoothie. For the cheesecake, a lot of people will use soaked cashews, which is great, but I work with a lot of people helping them lose weight. And I say, well, instead of using the cashews, let's use coconut meat. So I'll make it with coconut meat, or I'll make that with bananas as well. So I eat anywhere from like 4 to 5 minimum bananas a day, even up to 10 or 12, and that really helps me get my potassium and my iron, all the good qualities that I need. I get a lot of those, and I make a lot of desserts out of banana or almond meal, like Like when I make my brownies and my cookies, I just mix almond meals and chocolate chip before and chocolate chip cookies, and it's really fabulous.
Well, and people also think of using tofu and various, you know, products that you can see at Whole Foods in smoothies, in cheesecakes. You know, you can blend up the silken tofu and it makes for wonderful, you know, pies because it takes on whatever flavor that you add. You mentioned gluten-free oatmeal. And is that part of the vegan diet or you just like the gluten-free thing?
I like the gluten-free because this is a big thing. I'm more so of a raw vegan, so I really don't cook or process much of my food because I'm all about the optimal diet. And I began the vegan lifestyle because I felt it was optimal. So you shouldn't have more than 30 grams of soy a day. So if you eat soy for breakfast, lunch, and dinner, then you've overdone it. You get big, nice boobs, but the estrogen overload that comes with that is not fun, not for anyone around you. So I would tell people to limit their consumption of soy, not more than 30 grams a day, organic if you can. But I actually don't use as many soy substitutes. I actually prefer for the fresh fruits and vegetables.
Well, I mean, I'm certainly with you there and in the soy products, and we don't really want to overdo that. So do you get all of the vitamins, the minerals, the iron that you would possibly need? Do you have to supplement if you're going to be a vegan?
Right. No, you don't have to supplement if you're going to be a vegan. As a bodybuilder, I do a little bit of supplement as far as pea protein that I take, and I also take a powder called Vita Mineral Greens, which has all my vitamins, my minerals, and my greens. So just like you would eating any diet, I think, because naturally our world is a little bit less nutrients. Even the ground is not as rich and full of nutrients like it used to be. A little bit of, you know, just a balance, like a multivitamin or multivitamin product is good. And if you're lifting weights, it's just a little, you know, easy to digest pea protein is what I take. It's good, but you don't have to be healthy. You're going to get all the nutrients, like you mentioned iron. Well, parsley has lots of iron in it. I also have this Nepal powder that I make different, like when I make enchiladas or if I want to make like a spinach patty that I'll use as a flour. And those are loaded with tons of iron. So you get all the nutrients and you just think, in nature, what do we have that's naturally unprocessed that can give us all the energy we need? And if you think about it, it's fruits and vegetables.
Well, tell people, Koya, how to begin becoming, whether you want to start becoming a vegetarian and then working your way into a little bit of a more strict lifestyle with veganism. How do you begin? If somebody is your normal meat eater, can you give them some advice, ways to taper down and sort of get going into that lifestyle?
I'd love to. The best way to start is with breakfast. Breakfast, you're breaking a fast. You've been asleep all day. I tell people, go big, and trust me, I love my pancakes every now and then. I make vegan pancakes. But really starting with a healthy breakfast is not actually the ideal. You should start with something light like a smoothie. So I would say if you want to try to slice that out, start with breakfast. And start to feel the benefits of having just a bowl of berries, a bowl of fruit, a nice thick smoothie, maybe a couple bananas or oranges or pears or pineapples with maybe a little cinnamon or cayenne on top. Start with breakfast. Maybe a small breakfast is good. And also try to start cutting out like a lot of the preservatives. To me, as a holistic health coach, I really say cutting back on the fried food, cutting back on the preservatives is going to make you feel better so that when you're eating more fruits and vegetables, you can really handle, because fruits and vegetables are cleansing. It will start to cleanse you out, and when you feel the difference, you'll love it.
And that is such great information. You can read more about Koya Webb at her website. It's koyawebb.com. And her book is Koya's Cuisine, Foods You Love That Love You Back. So you can go on there and check that out. You're listening to Radio MD. You can listen anytime on demand or on the go right here at Radio MD. This is Melanie Cole. Stay tuned for more. Stay well.